Welcome to Dominate for Two, a War Machine and Hordes podcast.
I'm Alex. I play Kador, Scorn, Convergence, Retribution, Signar, Mercenaries, most factions, and I've been playing War Machine competitively since about 2011 and traveling for various events. Recent history, I went to my first WTC in 2017, and I went to my first War Machine Weekend Invitational in late 2016.
Hi, I'm Mark. I'm a recovering Menoth player. I now play Trolls. I've been playing the game for just about 3 years now. I've been playing competitively for the last year. Took third at LVO through some blind luck. Also showed up to Kingdom Con, Crucible, Phoenix Open, Lock and Load. There's probably another one in there I'm forgetting. But yeah, I play Trolls.
I'm Benjamin. I play everything but Menoth and Trolls. For personal reasons, Menoth and Trolls are terrible. Never
we
play them.
We complete each other.
I've been playing War Machine since the very beginning. I've been on and off competitive player for a long time. I go to a sort of ridiculous number of conventions because I very much enjoy going to places and playing competitively against people from different areas. We're just giving an introduction to ourselves and giving an overview of what would be our mission statement here for Dominate for Two, so that you know what to expect from this exciting and wonderful podcast. Our goal is to hopefully educate through our own failings and experiences how to become a better tournament player, giving you some insight into what we see, where we think we have been failing, because we're not winning everything all the time, and what we've discovered to help improve our play, which will hopefully help you improve your play.
Exactly. And we've got everyone here has been around the competitive scene in some capacity and actually cares about furthering the dialogue around competition, what effective play in War Machine looks like. So our aim is to provide timeless content that will give you like real insight into tactical and strategic play and be good for years to come. We're not doing news, we're not doing current events, except insofar as it touches on the core thoughts and ideas of the game that really matter.
And my rants when I disagree with how the troll community thinks things should be played. that's my main motive for being on here. Yeah, it's my get off my lawn platform.
Our goal is also to help foster the overall competitive tournament scene in War Machine and Hordes as well. Because some people are turned off by the idea of competing. Some people are turned off by the sort of sense of viciousness that they think may be in a tournament scene. We're trying to make it that the tournament scene is both accessible and interesting to all levels of players. Because you don't need to win every time. But I think tournament play gives you the best gameplay experience for War Machine Hordes. And the more people who are participating in tournaments and the more people who are having tournaments, I think, is a lot better for the community and for the game.
And one of the most consistent obstacles to that is a lot of people feeling pressure on themselves or getting burnt out when they hit a wall. Transitioning from, it's not just going from new to middle player, but really when you decide you want to take on being seriously good or seriously competitive and in with a shot, moving from the middle to the top. That's probably where the hardest wall is to climb in the game. And that's the other aspect, at least for me, and what I've missed between runs of the show is actually being forced to bring my ideas to a forum, actually put them up for discussion, and really refine them. What I got out of the first run of the show as far as really engaging with the game and actually calling my ideas into question has been huge. So it's a growth process for us as well.
And I think, like has been mentioned, we're just trying to provide our lenses for looking at the game, how to improve our play and maximize our odds at any given point. But I mean, those paradigms can change. The lenses are still valid for looking at the game, even if they are not currently necessarily valid. They give you an insight into how to unpack the game and how to look at it. Even if the lens isn't currently correct, you can understand how to criticize that lens or use that lens to debunk other lenses of looking at things.
And also, we hope to give some insight so that if, as is unfortunately the case in a lot of online forums, there's a lot of negativity about certain aspects or how terrible my faction is or how awful things are for this and that and the other thing. A lot of times that's not actually the case. It's simply because players are either stuck in a very narrow view of what's valid, or they continuously are making bad decisions on the tabletop, which leads them to lose games. And if you can at least recognize what's going wrong by hopefully us showing you through our own examples of failure and success, what's happening, you can then play your chosen faction more consistently and enjoy winning more consistently.
That's something that gets my goat all the time, especially with the Trolls community, where they'll refuse to play the things that work, and then they'll get mad that it's not working. It's like, what's that quote? The definition of insanity is trying the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. Like, you have to adapt with the game. So sometimes it's play, sometimes it's understanding the meta and how to conquer that, and we're going to be focusing on the former more than the latter. We don't want to be a podcast where if you are just introduced to it, you can't go back and listen to the old episodes because they're all from the last patch of the game, and so they aren't going to be valid.
Yeah, and that's sharing a little bit, especially toward the end of the last run of the show. One of the areas where we stopped recording was we were actually doing a lot of episodes, and we realized in the editing stage that they had become dated almost immediately. So on this long recess, we've really gone back to question, what are we actually committed to, and what is this podcast values that we're creating for people?
Also, what I'd like to point out, because, I mean, this is sometimes a weird subject since we're making a podcast about a companies whose products we buy, but we have no influence over per se. We also take a very neutral view towards Privateer Press in the sense of the changes they make. We obviously are big supporters of the company in the sense that I personally have been a customer of theirs for over a decade and have been very happy in general with what they've done. But we're taking the game as it is from them, and we're not going to be, even if they're making bad decisions or not great decisions, we're not going to be attacking them on that per se. We just have to accept the game state as it is.
Speak for yourself.
With the exception of Trolls.
Yeah,
and we do this for the reason that we have chosen to play their product and we like their product for warts and all. And so given that, and of course, you know, it's a company full of people who make both good and bad decisions, we're focusing on being the best at the game as it is and not going to be like, you know, trying to get, you know, certain factions into a certain place or advocating for certain things.
Nail right on the head. If you are trying to play the game as you believe it should be, you will not be successful and frequently hit barriers. If you attempt to play the game as it is without trying to judge it good or ill, you will make progress much faster and be reacting to what's actually showing up on your table.
So just a bit of an anecdote. The reason I quit the other big miniatures game is because there was a community fostered in such that somebody felt comfortable to threaten to stab me in the parking lot because I was playing with a model that they thought shouldn't be played with. And that is so... that's already an extreme of that community, but that's like not even conceptually possible inside the War Machine community. People still want to try and pressure Privateer Press to move things towards how they want to play the game, but there's not nearly as much of that feeling that there should only be their way of playing. Mm-hmm. And so we want to push the discourse even further from
getting stabbed in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also the core focus of what we really enjoy about the game is the competitiveness of having a very gentlemanly or gentleman or gentle lady competition with somebody. Genteel competition with somebody where you are making choices on multiple levels and then you're playing it out for the pleasure of being able to either win or lose, but just enjoying the game while you try to win.
Yep.
And we're trying to foster the idea of a competitive environment in which people enjoy the experience for itself while trying to be the best player.
Right. Your partner or your opponent is your partner in making you the best you that you can be, and vice versa.
I had heard they're not your friend and you should never talk to them.
and
the
it's
weirdest
important.
Judge debrief of all time.
And it's important because this is a hobby. I mean, we do this because I like miniatures. I generally tolerate the people I play with. And I actually enjoy traveling and talking to people and playing a common interest. And that's really what drives our desire in this hobby and why we do this podcast, is because we want more of that. And I will say I've had nothing but fantastic experiences in traveling and going to War Machine events all around the world. And, you know, I want other people to feel empowered and motivated to do that, because it builds a better community and will create a better environment for everybody.
Thank you for listening to Dominate for Two. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. Got a question or an episode idea? Email us at dominateforto.podcast@gmail.com.